Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzer with you today. Randy Block on the future for the beef industry. He says it's exports. Back on that in just a moment.
Cattle parasites don't break for summer, so your fight against them shouldn't either. With Safeguard feed formulations, keeping up that fight is easier than ever. Available in blocks, cubes, pellets, or free choice mineral, Safeguard feed formulations are the convenient, labor-saving way to deworm cattle on grass. Simply add it to your current feed and mineral program. No processing, no shoot, no added stress. And you can be confident cattle are getting the proper dose. Finbendazole, the active ingredient in Safeguard, stays in the parasite. So even cattle that eat small amounts of Safeguard over a few feedings will quickly build up to a dose that's lethal to the most damaging internal parasites. You know the ones, brown stomach worm, Cuperia, and Nematodiris, to name a few. Remember to consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Then visit SafeguardWorks.com and see how Safeguard from Merck Animal Health can help protect your cattle from monstrous parasites all season long.
Beef exports have been growing, and Randy Block with Cattle Facts says they're only going to get bigger in the days to come. Block, talking to the virtual Feeding Quality Forum this last week put on by the Certified Angus Beef Program, saying that we're already at double digits when it comes to the amount of beef going into the global market, and he sees that growing year by year.
Today, we're in a situation that about 86% of our total beef product is consumed in the United States. But as we look to the future, obviously, a whole chunk of the world's population lives outside of the United States, as you can see on this particular chart. So we're going to be in a situation that we do have to become more globally focused if we're going to continue to increase our business down the road. Global population's increasing at the rate of about 83 million people a year. Exports today are adding about $350 a head value in here. We think that number is going to change and increase substantially by the time we move through the balance of the current decade that we're in. The U.S. is the number one beef producer, the number one poultry producer, and the number three pork producer on the planet. Now, the first thing you'll note in here, who really knows how big the China herd is today, but this is overstated, or 2020 with the African swine fever we're going through in China. Obviously, it's had a devastating impact on Chinese pork production, but this number is probably overstated, but it gives you a pretty good feel of where we are across the industry. We are a major, major supplier of beef, pork, and poultry to the global marketplace. And as we look down the road, when you look at beef, a lot of folks think, well, Brazil's the number one producer. Not the case. The U.S. has been the number one beef producer. And again, the reason we're the number one beef producer is because the lion's share of our product is a high-quality fed beef product, so we have more yield per animal. Look at these production increases that we've experienced over time. Again, if we go back to 1990, we were exporting a very, very small percentage of our overall production. Contrast that to today, with where we are today in 2020, the U.S. will export about 18% of its total beef, pork, and poultry production, worth about $19 billion. And as you see going forward, this growth over time has been at about 2.1% on an annual basis. We think it will continue at that type of pace, maybe even a little more, depending on what happens with the Chinese situation. That could actually accelerate more as we look down the road.
Now, Randy Block says there are some things that we've got to be willing to do in order to step up and fully realize the potential of the beef export marketplace that's out there for U.S. producers.
Are we prepared to do that? Are we prepared to have traceable product? Are we prepared to be source verified? Are we prepared to continue to make the strides, some of the same hard decisions we made 15 and 20 years ago focused on quality? Are we going to be willing to do that as we move forward to where we can increase our global market share and presence?
And Randy Block believes that if we're willing to step up in the areas of traceability, in the areas of sustainability and more, we can grow the number of dollars of value per animal in beef exports.
I mentioned earlier that we'd have a situation that we'd have beef exports that would be, instead of worth $350 a head in value, we would see beef exports worth closer to $500 a head in value by the time we finish this decade. So some tremendous opportunities out here as we look at the industry. If we're willing to make the step and do some of these other things that we discussed.
Randy Block with Cattle Facts. You've got the beef buzz on Ron.
We're for anyone who takes pride in doing things the right way. For more than 30 years, our checkoff-funded Beef Quality Assurance Training and Certification Program has been guiding ranchers, veterinarians, and transportation professionals dedicated to moving the cattle industry forward. Raising consumer confidence in the safety and quality of their food leads to improved profitability. Get BQA certified at BQA.org.
BQA, the right thing to do. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.